How many of you watch or are made to sit through Hallmark or Lifetime Christmas movies? They're usually about someone who is not happy with their life, or life is just passing them by. And somehow, because it's Christmas time and love is in the air and we're watching a movie, two people fall in love. About 20 or 30 minutes before the movie is about to end, one of the two people get mad at the other. It's usually a misunderstanding, but they or the town help them figure it out so they will live happily ever after in love. Why are these movies so popular that they are shown 24/7 from Thanksgiving to New Year on two networks? I believe because they offer us hope. For me, the ironic thing in these Christmas movies is that they never mention Christ. The reality is that we need any kind of hope and Christ during the shortest days and longest nights. I've had some dark, long nights myself. I've not been motivated. I was nervous about the election, and I'm nervous about COVID and my family and the church family. Our anthem today is so inspiring, and the lyrics give me hope. I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. Somehow this reminds me we are not alone in the darkness. We all have times of hopelessness. People around the world treasure the sunrise each day. We are in this together. I was watching Oprah Winfrey interview President Obama about his latest book called Promised Land, and she highlighted this quote from his book. Obama's quote, "Whatever you do won't be enough. Try anyway." In other words, make a difference in your lifetime, even if in the end it's not enough. You did your best for the greater good. The Gospel of Mark describes a man named John the Baptist who was a faithful man. John the Baptist knew he wasn't the one, but he was preparing the people for the one. He was playing his part for the kingdom of God, and it would not be finished in his lifetime. But he did it anyway. The unknown author of this poem, prophetic message, and now our theme song, believed. He said, "I believe in the sun even when it's not shining." That's hope. Hope in the future. Have you had the pleasure of watching Apple TV Plus show Ted Lasso? It is a really fun and uplifting show, if you can get through the accents and the swearing. Ted Lasso, the coach of a British football team, has a believe sign hung in the locker room. He wants the players to believe in themselves and to be the best they can be on and off the field. His number one goal is for everyone to be the best person they can be, not necessarily have a winning season. It is inspiring, but you can imagine how controversial this is given the seriousness the Brits are about their football. With the pandemic and illness all around us, it is more important than ever for us to be the best we can be for each other. It's okay to be fearful and hopeless at times because we are all in this together. When one is down, another will be there to lift the other up. Let us turn our fear and hate of the other to compassion and hope. When we believe, when we are open to listening and following Jesus, may we know there is hope. When we remember Jesus was born from the darkness of his mother's womb and was resurrected from the darkness of the tomb, may we know there is hope. Our scripture today says, Jesus came out of the wilderness after being tempted by the devil, his friend and cousin, John the Baptist, arrested And yet, Jesus came to share the good news anyway. He did not come out hate-filled, vengeful, or fearful. Mark's gospel shared Jesus says, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." In this time of raging illness where nothing feels safe, let us make ourselves ready. Let us change our hearts and lives and trust in the good news of hope. The hope for tomorrow, for God's kingdom come, even if we don't get to see it in our lifetime. Let's try anyway. Amen.
In times when humanity disappoints, perhaps even when our own thoughts and behaviors disappoint,